Shalom to all. Today's office of Yerushalayim Maaseh Daf Chaf Ches, and we are starting about the 11th line with a quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'chulu, and the Vilna Tzurus Daf is on Tez Zayin Omer Bey, is about halfway through the Amud, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarabas, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, we have a number of different opinions in the Mishnah, what a Chatzera Mishtameris is, and Rabbi Yehuda had given us an example that if we have two Chatzeras, one inside the other, so the outer one is not considered a Chatzera Mishtameris, whereas the inner one is. Now, the Gemara tells us, Rabban Bar Chiyo Ba Kumir Abzeira, Rabban Bar Chiyo Asim Fon Abzeira, Abba Rabbi Yehuda Lahaisvah, the Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. What's Rabbi Yehuda coming to add on to the words of Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe? Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe had already said earlier in the Mishnah, two people have control over the chatzer, and one can open it, and the other one could close it, and it's not controlled by one person, so that's considered a chatzer, it's not mishtameres. And Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying the same thing. So Amr Lehi answered him, you're right, Leklum, he's not adding anything on to what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Since Rabbi Kiva is his Rebbe, he holds like him, and he's just giving another example. And we continue explaining the Mishnah, Gagas Patur Mechulu, we had said that a roof is pater, and even though the roof is over the chatzer, it's so to speak part of the chatzer, if you will, still, produce on the roof is not chayv v'maaser. Now with the clarification of this, Omer Blazer says, Lagag mavutzer la'aver chatzer himasnisa, our Mishnah is telling us, even if the roof is totally surrounded by the chatzer, still it's pater. Meaning, don't say that the only way a roof is pater from maaser is if there's back access to the roof without having to go to the chatzer. And it's in that case that if the roof is hanging over the chatzer, it's still considered pater from maaser, even though it's, so to speak, part of the chatzer. The Chiddush of the Mishnah, says Rabbi Blazer, is that even if the only way to access the roof is through the chatzer and it's completely surrounded by the chatzer, so it's like it's part of the chatzer, still the roof is not kaveh for maaser. So he asked Mekivin Shavir and their chatzer, loinit blue, since he had to bring his produce through the chatzer in order to get to the roof, doesn't become tevel because it was in the chatzer? So we have two different answers to this. Tifter, we can explain it as follows, ikra b'yis Rabbi Yehuda, either contra b'yis Rabbi Yehuda, and we had a shita earlier, this was if you're just bringing your produce through the chatzer and you don't have intention at all to stay there, you just want to bring it to the roof, so the chatzer is not kaveh, ikra Rebbe, or we could say it's a Rebbe, b'shahaya b'dat al azay samukta, his original das was to bring these figs or this produce up to his roof to dry them out there, the nimlach shalei l'asayson, and once he got there, he decided not to dry them out and he wanted to eat them there. And so in this situation, even according to Rebbe, bringing them through the chatzer is not a kavias for maestres. Now, Omer Abad Rabban says, v'hu shahaya begag arba al arba, it has to be that the roof is 4x4 amos in order to say that it's pater for maestre and it's not like the chatzer. And why is that? Because ma bias ain't a toivel achebe arba al arba, just like a house is not going to be toivel payers that are brought into it unless it's 4x4 amos, afagag ain't a pater achebe arba al arba, a roof is not going to pater produce from maestre unless it's 4x4, that makes it its own entity, totally separate from the chatzer, and then produce is going to be pater. The time we have a brayso, bayis she'ein by arba amos al arba amos, a house which is not 4x4 amos, pater, it's pater from the following things. Min amazoza, you don't have to put a mezuzah on the door. Umin amayka, you don't have to put a mayka. This is a chiyuv dai raisa, you have to put a fence on your roof. However, this is only on the roof of a house, and a house that's not 4x4 amos is not a house, so it doesn't need a mayka. Umin eruv, it's pater from eruv, it does not have to join in the eruv chatzeros, because it's not considered a halachic house. Ve'ein utayvel amaisres, it's not tayvel amaisres. Ve'ein oisin oisay chibur l'ir, we can't make it as part of an extension to the city. We know that we measure 2,000 amos of tchum Shabbos from the last house of the city, and if the house that's the furthest outside the city is not 4x4 amos, so that's not considered a house. We're not going to consider it as part of the chibur l'ir. If someone makes a neder that he's not going to go into a house or benefit from a house, mutar leishev bay, he's allowed to be in this house which is less than 4x4 amos. Chav chasam beis on top, ve'ein oisin loy arba amos l'fnei pischay, we don't give it 4 amos in front of its entrance. If we have a shared chutzer that's owned by multiple partners, and now we're making a division, each guy is getting a certain part of the chutzer. So before we divide the chutzer, we say that each house gets 4 amos in front of it. This house, which is less than 4x4, doesn't get this 4 amos. And ve'ein tamas b'yoyvel, it doesn't become a definite sale by yoyvel. We know that if a person sells his house, he has a certain amount of time to redeem it. And if he doesn't do so, by yoyvel, it remains a permanent sale. This does not apply to a house that's less than 4x4. And ve'ein matame b'negayim, it can become tame with negat saras. And ve'ein abayim chazun ol merachai mochama, its owner is not going to go back for more because of it. We know that before the Yidden went out to war, the Kohen Mishael Chochama would get up and say that Mishesh Lebay is Loicha Nachai, if a person has a house and he didn't inaugurate it, so he goes back. And if a person has a house which is less than 4x4 that wasn't inaugurated, well, tough luck, he has to fight the war. And continue to explain the Mishnah, it said, Tzrifin Rav Burganin Vechulu. So here we're going to be focusing on Burganin, which are these watchmen's huts, and we had said that produce brought in here does not have a kvias for Maisus. Ask the Gemara, Mao Shiyit Bulabala Burganin. What about the owner of the Burganin himself, or the guy who spends his time there, the watchman? He lives in this hut. Is there no kvias for Maisus for this guy as well? And the answer is, Ben Madatani, from that which we learned in the following Braisa, base Sefer, u base Talmud, a house for Sefer, which basically is the place where kids learn Chumash, it's like a cheder, and base Talmud is a place where they learn Mishnayos, Toivlin l'Sefer l'Mishnah, there are Toivl produce for the Rebbe who teaches them Chumash and Mishnah, because like he lives there, Avaloy l'Cheir, but not for others, Hada Amr, this tells us, Shehen Toivl and Bala Burganin, that these huts are Toivl for the Bala Burganin, for the guy that lives there, for the watchman, because since this is his place of living, that's considered like a Diros Keva, and not a Diros Arai, as opposed to everyone else, it's considered Diros Arai. And continue talking about this din of Arba Amos, Rebbe Yami, Rebbe says, Arba Amos, Afal Pi She'ein Sham Arba Defanos. A house is considered a house as long as there's 4x4 under a roof, even though it doesn't actually have four walls physically. Whereas Reb Shimon says, Arba Defanos, Afal Pi She'ein Sham Arba Amos. As long as it has four walls, even though it's not 4x4 Amos, it's still considered a house and it's Tevel Amaser. Reb Yaisi says, that's a proper Girsa, Arba Amos, Ve Arba Defanos, that no, it has to have four Amos and have four walls for it to be considered a house, that's Tevel Amaser. Reb Yehuda is also mechayev this in mezuzah. Now, this is really going back to our Mishnah, where Reb Yehuda all the way at the end had said that when you have a sukkah on sukkahs and a person brings his produce inside, it's chayev in ma'aser because the sukkah is kaveya, because Reb Yehuda holds sukkah diros keva be'inon. It's on this din that the brass is telling us, v'chein Reb Yehuda mechayev mezuzah, that Reb Yehuda is also mechayev your sukkah on sukkahs in a mezuzah. And now we clarify, mizdar Reb Yehuda yadil ilin rabbanin lo yadil Reb Yehuda. It's logical to say that Reb Yehuda agrees to all these rabbanin in the brisa, whereas they don't agree to him. He agrees to them that if it has four walls and not dalad by dalad, or if it has dalad by dalad and not four walls, because he holds that a sukkah on sukkahs is chayv in mezuzah. So of course, something that's dalad al dalad or it has four walls is going to be chayv in mezuzah. However, they don't agree to him, and why is that? Afal pi sheyesham arba amos ve'arba tefanos, even if a sukkah has 4x4 amos and it has four walls, shu patur mina mezuzah, it'd be patur from mezuzah ve'ena tovel ma'isres, and it's not tovel ma'isres because according to these ma'ada amrim, in order for it to be chayv in mezuzah and ma'isres, it has to be a full fledged diras keva. And they hold that a sukkah on sukkahs only has to be a diras arai. And therefore, even though it might look like a diras keva, it's still not considered a diras keva, so it's not chayv in mezuzah or tevel ma'isres. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the halacha dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.